My wedding was great. However, on Sunday, the 29th of December of 1946, I thought the world was coming to an end. Going back, Saturday evening, my fiancé Phil and I were out on a date, and we came home, and Phil left, and I didn't feel very well. Well, my parents, in the meantime, were at our doctor's home, Irwin and Miriam Mayer. They were there for a dinner party. After dinner, most of the guests formed bridge games, but my parents didn't enjoy that, so they sat with Miriam and Irwin and chatted. The two women, Miriam and Helen, were absolutely giving the men hell, that they worked too hard. So Irwin, Dr. Mayer, and in my youth I would call him Dr. Peanuts, that's what he told me to do, Dr. Peanuts said, "Helen, if you call me in the middle of the night and say Mose has a pain, you want me to come, you don't want a substitute." And then he looked at my mother again and said, "What after the kids are married? Phil calls me in the middle of the night and says, Betts has a pain. You want me there and not a substitute." Fine. Mother and Daddy come home, and I'm not feeling very well, so they take my temperature. I have a minor elevation. I also, fortunately for me, in my bedroom, have a phone. So he called the doctor's wife because the doctor said he was going to bed early. So he called the doctor's wife and said, "Please have the doctor call tomorrow morning. If Betsy feels worse during the night, she'll call you." So Dr. Peanuts came down to our apartment on Sunday morning at 9 o'clock, and he examined me. My mother is standing right by the bed, and she had beautiful gray-green eyes that when she was upset, they turned steel gray. And as the doctor announced what was wrong with me, they turned steel gray. He said she has an acute appendicitis. This is 10 days before the wedding. Mother looked at the doctor and said, "Well, what are we going to do? All our announcements are all set to go out. We've all planned everything." He said, "She'll be fine." By 10 o'clock, someone from the physician's lab had come down, took blood, and that proved also that I had early acute appendicitis. So then it was off to Union Memorial, and the next thing I knew, I was in the operating room. And the nurses were being very nice. However, they caused me a lot of discomfort. They were shaving me for prep and no soap. And I said, "I don't like anyone in here but Dr. Peanuts." Dr. Peanuts came over to the gurney and he said, "What's wrong?" And I told him, they're shaving me and they're not using any soap. He told them to use soap. That's fine. That is the last thing that I remember before going under anesthesia. All went well. And the next day, Monday, when visiting hours were allowed, my mother came in, and she was delighted to see how well I looked. I was sitting up, doing normal things. And she proceeds to tell me what I did when I was coming out of the anesthesia. At the top of my lungs, I said, "Oh, they shaved me. What's my husband going to say the first night?" True story.